Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I am so glad to be back in the office today. I hope that everyone had an amazing holiday weekend with their friends and family. Today, I feel like this is the perfect topic for this time of year. We are talking about the importance for creating boundaries in your business and your life. And I think that 2022 has been a year for setting boundaries coming off of the previous 2 years that we've had with the chaotic world that we were in with COVID and the real estate industry. And as real estate agents, we were very overworked for the last 2 years and working really, really, really hard for most of us. So getting into talking about boundaries, usually when you hear boundaries, you think it means saying no to things. But if a boundary is there to protect your energy, and it also can mean saying yes to investing time with the people that feed your soul and doing the things that make you happy, right? So putting the containers around them so that you don't give up what you value when torn between competing with the demands of your time and your energy, your boundaries for being yes and no can also be valid. So it's not just focused on setting up boundaries that surround no and negative and, you know, focusing on that. This is a nice time of year to really think about boundaries that you need to put in place to protect those things that matter most to you, right? And to plan for the new year, because around the holidays, right, we really start to be pulled in a lot of different directions with work and family obligations and trying to just do everything all at one time, right? So setting those boundaries to protect yes as much as no is very important. So boundaries can take so many forms, right? They can range from being, you know, strict to appearing almost non-existent. And I think that a lot of people have a hard time with setting boundaries, period. If you have more strict boundaries, you might do things like keep others at a distance, right? You seem detached, even with, you know, people that you enjoy. You may have very few close relationships. You may avoid close relationships altogether. If you have more open, loose boundaries, you might have things like you might just get too involved with other people's problems. You might find it difficult to say no to others' requests. You may overshare a lot of personal information with others. You may also seek to please others for fear of rejection. So something to think about in this category is when you have a hard time of saying no to other people and you say yes, and then you don't follow through with that, you end up letting people down in a more severe way than if you had been honest or set those boundaries up front. So you don't want to set yourself up for failure. If it's something that you don't want to do or you can't do, don't say yes. Don't do it, because you're promising your time, your energy, whatever it is, to people who are setting expectations for you, and you're letting them down and you're letting yourself down. So just don't do it. Say no. Set those boundaries, you know, the perimeters for whatever, you know, that means for you. Learning how to say no to other people's requests is huge for you, your personal life, and your business, right? So a person with healthy boundaries understands that making their expectations clear helps in two ways. It establishes what behavior you will accept from other people, and it also establishes what behavior other people can expect from you, right? If you have healthy boundaries, you might share personal information appropriately, not too much or not too little. You understand your personal needs and wants and know how to communicate them to others. You value your own opinions and you accept when others tell you no. So when you have healthy boundaries, it's easier for you to accept other people's boundaries as well because it makes sense to you. You don't expect anything from other people that you don't expect from yourself, right? So many of us have a mix of these boundaries depending on specific situations. For example, you might have very strict boundaries at work and more loose ones at home with your family and your friends. And a lot of times, this can be proven with our children. Like we set up boundaries, but they can walk all over us, right? So a lot of times, those closest to us can take advantage of us the most. Okay, so 10 ways to set and maintain good boundaries. If you're not sure how to go about creating boundaries effectively and upholding existing ones, we've worked on a list of some of the best approaches to try. So, number one is enjoying some self-reflection. And again, this is the perfect time of year to self-reflect on the previous year and also what our expectations are for 2023, right? To successfully introduce and set these boundaries, it's key to understand why they're important to you and how they will benefit your emotional well-being, right? Take some time to detective your own psychology, right? So often stuff happens to people and we feel really uncomfortable, but we're not sure why we do, right? But it makes us feel uncomfortable. The first step is to having healthy boundaries in any situation is spending the time to exploring why you feel the way you do or why you don't want to do the things that you want to say no to initially, right? So understanding why you want to create the boundaries is beneficial to start. Number two is starting small. If you don't have any boundaries right now in place, then it's best to just start really small so that they don't seem overwhelming. So you want to build them up slowly, right? Doing so will allow you to take things at a more comfortable pace, and it provides time to reflect on whether it's heading in the right direction for you or if you need to make some tweaks to those boundaries. Next, you want to set those boundaries early. Sometimes it can be really hard to start setting boundaries, especially with people that you already have pre-existing relationships with, right? Because they're not expecting this change to come overnight. So if you're the person that everybody relies on to pick up their kids from school, and all of a sudden you're like, no, I can't do that, it can put, them in a bad situation too. So starting small and starting early into that, it'll be a lot easier for them to understand and work and you guys communicating together, right? Setting those expectations in the beginning is obviously going to be the best thing that you can do. Next is being consistent. Letting boundaries slide can lead to confusion and encourage new expectations from those around you. So you want to try and keep them consistent and steady, and it will help reinforce, why you have those boundaries to begin with. Next step is creating a framework for those boundaries. Depending on the type of boundaries that you have and the type of relationships, you may find it helpful that there's no reason to have a few basics in place that can be adapted accordingly, depending on what type of relationship and boundaries that you want to set up. So just think about, getting an hour or two, of reflection time a week or even on the weekend and going through, certain boundaries that you want to set for those around you, with your family, your friends, and even, your coworkers and your clients, right? Having a busy social schedule with your friends and your family, that may create different boundaries that you don't want to do. Maybe, being so social just really isn't in your wheelhouse. Or, sometimes things change. Maybe you don't want to be the one, that goes to every holiday party anymore. Maybe, you just want to spend time with your family during the holidays. So taking the time to reflect on what those boundaries mean to you is going to be key in your success for them. Next step is feel free to add some extras in. In some aspects of our lives, there are boundaries that are already in place, such as, you know, ones that are in the workplace that, or even ones that have been set up by others, they already have a minimum of those boundaries. Colleagues will likely, you know, already have their own boundaries in place, and it's okay, you know, for you and for them to add more to them. So don't, you know, feel offended when other people's boundaries change as well, right? Especially in the workplace, because people are always changing. Next, I think this is a big one that we should talk about, and it's, you know, social media when it comes to boundaries. The platforms for social media allow for so much more communication than ever before, but it's also encouraged some boundary blurring, we can say. There's some incredible oversharing happening on the social media platforms that can be very difficult for certain family and friends. And if they post personal information or photos that others don't want shared publicly, you have to respect those boundaries, right? Sometimes your friends don't want you sharing pictures of them. And, you know, when you're in an industry that's, you know, a professional standard, you know, maybe they don't want you sharing pictures from the party at your house that weekend where you guys were playing beer pong, right? Or something like that. So sometimes, you know, you have to have open communication and talk to your friends and your family and stuff and see, you know, how they feel about social media sharing. I mean, I know that I have, you know, friends that are in real estate with us. And if I, sometimes even when I post, photos that are not even, you know, controversial at all, they will remove tags of them. So, I mean, sometimes you just, you don't know, but if that happens, that may be a great time for, to have a conversation of opportunity, right? So sometimes you just don't know that you're crossing those boundaries that other people have. And that brings us to the next one, which is talk, right? Communication is critical with boundaries, especially if somebody is consistently overstepping your boundaries. Again, like if you don't tell them, you know, like this is not okay. This is, you know, not what I like. This is not what I want. Sometimes they don't know. And sometimes people just don't catch on like as quickly as you think they should. So sometimes you just need to, you know, have that discussion. It doesn't have to be confrontational. It just needs to be a discussion of talking, right? So for example, if you have a friend who, or a client, I think this is probably the best, a client who continually text messages you all the time, maybe in the evening past like your typical working hours when you're with your family or dinner. So maybe, you know, having a conversation with them and being like, listen, I know that you really want to get a hold of me, but the best thing that you can do is just drop me one message and I will get back to you when I can. Like I will see it, I will get it, but I, you know, have to have time for my family. I have to have time for other things. So setting those boundaries up front with your clients and your friends, like, hey, I don't answer text messages at 8 o'clock, after 8 o'clock. If I get them, when I see them, I will respond in the morning, 7, 8, 9 a.m., whatever that expectation is, okay? I know a lot of real estate agents who, with their phones, they will leave a message every day. And they'll be like, hey, it's Tuesday, December 27th. I am currently on appointments. I am working. I will be checking my messages at 12 p.m. and at 4 p.m. and I will return all emails, texts, and phone calls at that time. And they have set those boundaries up like, hey, like you've sent me a message, you've left me a voicemail, you've sent me an email, I will be responding at XYZ, right? So those are boundaries, those are expectations. And that way people aren't just sitting there waiting, thinking you dropped the ball, right? So this is huge for when it comes to our clients, setting those expectations up front. Next is you have to be your biggest and best advocate when it comes to setting boundaries and expectations for people. You have to have a strong foundation and you have to put yourself first sometimes. Sometimes it's really hard because, especially when you're in a business that is focused on client appreciation, client, expectations, loving on our clients and treating them well, right? We always want to go above and beyond, but sometimes you have to put yourself first, and that's okay. And as long as you set those expectations and boundaries, they can understand and they know what to expect. And that will be very helpful for everybody involved, right? There's no reason why you can't just have, some basic set standards, rules, regulations, boundaries, expectations that you send out right in the beginning when you start a client relationship, right? You can have it set in an email and be like, what you can expect from me, what I expect from you, blah, 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 right? So it doesn't take much to start encouraging, this mindset of these expectations, right? The more you engage in activities that make you happy, the things that you want to do and the things that you don't want to do, you're saving your energy for the areas that you do want to focus on. Always saying yes and people pleasing other people is really sucking the stuff out of you for the stuff that makes you happy and the things that you want to do, which can affect your business and your personal life. So you really have to feed your own heart, your energy, and that will in turn make your business and your personal life a much happier place, right? So gaining some perspective, not having the boundaries can be detrimental to our mental health, not just our businesses and our relationships, but our emotional well-being as well. Get healthy level of thinking about these boundaries. Have some, but you don't have to be dedicated to them to be super strict that like you're gonna have a full-on meltdown if things don't fit into those boundaries. Just go with your gut instinct and be forgiving and have those open lines of communication and talk, right? Next is really important that I want to talk about, and that's recognizing the boundaries of others, right? In addition to setting your own boundaries, it's really important to appreciate other people's boundaries as well. Even if they're different from your own and they don't make sense and you don't understand them and you don't know how they got started or why, right? It doesn't matter. There's no magic science to understanding other people's, and it's really no concern of yours why it is that way, right? But just having those communication lines open and having a general discussion, you can say things like, like I can see like, you're not responding to my messages. Can I message you later? Is there a better time to talk to you? When is a good time to talk to you? Do you want to set up a time to call or get together specifically? And then that way you're asking them like what works best for them. Like, maybe they don't, talk to even their friends after, 6 p.m., 8 p.m., whatever it is. You can find out. I have friends that shut their, phones off. They don't get text messages or phone calls after 8 p.m. So sometimes, observing other people's boundaries is really just using a little bit of common sense sometimes too. A lot of times people are saying things without saying things. We're just not listening or paying attention, right? So if your partner, your significant other, hates using social media, there's a good chance that they probably won't want one of those coupled social media accounts, right? Or they may not want, their pictures and, things that they're doing plastered all over Instagram and Facebook. Or if a friend says that they don't want to see a particular, movie that everybody's going to, don't just keep pestering them until they cave in. Peer pressure is a violation of people's boundaries, right? So repeatedly violating boundaries can, make people feel uncomfortable and them not want to be around you or talk to you or make them start to withdraw from you, right? And the same thing can happen with clients too. If you keep pestering them about, specific houses or listing their houses and stuff, it can make people feel uncomfortable and then they don't want to use you, right? So there's no harm in just taking a moment to think a little bit before you act about others and remembering that you may not always understand other people's boundaries, and that's okay. And it's okay if they don't understand yours, but the point is to have the communication and set up those boundaries and expectations so that you can focus on the things that you want to do and that makes your heart happy, right? So don't feel guilty about setting, boundaries and expectations. They're essentially a form of self-care for yourself. And you should be looking actively to incorporate them and other elements into our lives daily. And I think that, the holidays, like I said, are a great time to start reflecting on those boundaries and maybe a great time to start putting new ones in place for the new year, right? Before we go for today, I want to tell you guys that we have a new masterclass coming up. It's the 5 secrets for your real estate business to take you to 6 figures and beyond. And it's a free masterclass, and we will be sharing it on social media and in the group very soon. So stay tuned so that you can sign up for the masterclass. It'll be very exciting and full of information, and we are super excited for you guys all to join us. So, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, I hope you guys had a wonderful, incredible holiday weekend. And I can't wait to see you guys next Tuesday when John joins us from the Papaloni Media Group. And we'll be just blowing our minds with so much amazing content stuff. So, I will see you all next Tuesday. Bye for now.